Hi, my beautiful people. This is Femi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are here. It is day 23, and there are so many things that are going on right now. So many things that you may be experiencing within your own interpersonal world. So many things that you may be seeing externally, and so many things that you're trying to navigate through. So this particular episode, I'm going to try to assist you in A, letting you know that you're not alone, B, in helping you navigate the different waves that you may be feeling, but also to remind you of the reason behind us doing this journey. So everything that is coming up, everything that is happening is needed. It is necessary, and it is a part of the process, but you're very, very close to actually reaping so many rewards. If you have not begun to already see them, you should be receiving them soon. But this is a this what is happening right now in our spaces is needed. And so we're needing to look at that from a perspective of, okay, we're grateful, we're happy, we're excited, we're blessed that we are being looked out for in this particular way. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys so very much. I don't know how you found me, but I'm so grateful that you did. It is an honor. I hope that you find something on this particular podcast that helps you, it assists you in, to navigate through whatever it is that you may be growing through in your experience. If you have already been a subscriber, you've been a part of the tribe, you've been following, you've been someone who has allowed me to be used as a vessel in your life, I thank you guys so very much. We are going on this journey almost 6 years. It has been an incredible journey, and I look forward to continuing on this path with you. I want to go ahead and get into the episode. It is actually 3:41 a.m. Central Time, and I didn't intend on recording this episode this early. I actually was asleep, and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. First of all, I went to sleep very early because I just wasn't feeling the best, and I don't even know why. And that's something that I feel is a part of the process, right? We've gone 23 days of this journey. We've been fasting, we've been praying, we've been really devoting ourselves, and there is a purging that is taking place. Now, with purging, okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the sense of feeling physical, like as far as, you know, you're feeling sick, you're feeling ill, you're feeling tired. That is one of the things that I have been experiencing, a lot of tired, like just rest, rest, rest. It almost feels like whatever was happening last year, 2023, really did drain me. By the end of the year, I was completely like almost spent. So this feels like a recuperating phase, right? This is the last ending to redemption. We are really focused on clearing it out and just really being able to walk into the new come spring. For a lot of people, that also means taking time to recuperate, taking time to get comfortable in resting and not having to force everything. We work so hard, we're so diligent. We're in environments that can be completely toxic when it comes to our mental state, when it comes to our physical state, the chemicals, when it comes to people, when it comes to micro and macro aggressions, when it comes to navigating the different things that people are dealing with right now with layoffs. There's just so much that is happening, let alone not to mention the things that are going on in our homes. We are dealing with relationships and children and the ever-changing climate. So people are getting sick and people are losing loved ones. All of these things are still a very, very prominent factor in our lives. And so we're having to figure out the navigating process. Now, in this particular space that we may be in, you could very well be experiencing just drowsiness, tired, just not enough energy. No matter what supplements you're taking, no matter what vitamins you try to make sure that you stay on top of, no matter how you're trying to fuel yourself with the best foods, it just feels like you're just tired. And I can only imagine if you're not really fasting, meaning you're still partaking in a lot of alcohol, you're still eating a lot of fast food, you're still eating things that naturally bring your spirit and energy down, you are probably extremely tired, extremely drained, extremely in this space where you are not able to be present because you're just trying to make it through the day. So you're amping up on your energy drinks, you're amping up on your on different supplements that may intensify your cognitive presence, like allowing you, that could be lion's mane, that could be something prescribed, it could be whatever, but you're just trying to stay afloat. This is because your body is, this is a necessary time for us to listen to our body. We are having to really get clear and be conscious of what it is our bodies are trying to tell us. You need to rest. You need to pay more attention to your health. You need to pay more attention to what it is that you're putting inside your body. You're needing to be more aware of what is responding to your body negatively. These are all things that we're needing to be aware of, and we're needing to be present with, and we're needing to allow ourselves to truthfully be aligned with, because it is guiding us through this particular process. People are also dealing with today, all of a sudden, well, yesterday, because it's after three, I just felt nauseated, right? So when I speak about purging, I'm speaking about, and no, I'm not pregnant, okay? My fiance is all the way across the world, okay? But it's this sense of nausea, like I can't vomit, excuse me, TMI for people who are easily queasy, but you can't regurgitate, you can't get it out, right? It's just, it's coming out one way or another, but you just all of a sudden, it's like, where did that come from? Like, why am I feeling like this? Why am I having aches in my body? Why am I having this discomfort when it comes to my muscles? It feels like I need to stretch. I can't pop my muscles in the right space to release the tension. Like, what's happening? So you try to go to sleep, you try to lay down, nothing is comfortable. You get, you know, all of these things. It's because your body is also trying to purge your mind, your spirit. It's very emotional. If it's not in the physical sense, as far as your body and the, in what you're eating and having allergic reactions, people are dealing with, getting colds or getting pneumonia or getting, you know, COVID, whatever. People are getting very sick, or health elements are coming up, whereas other areas they did not, and you weren't aware of them. I was just sitting here as I was prepping for the episode, and I'm thinking, wow, I feel a little, I don't know why I can't be getting sick, because I haven't been around anyone. But you can still get sick even if you're not around anyone. It's just your body going through the processes. And I'm like, I don't get sick often at all. Like, my immune system is very healthy. And I've always been a very, you know, rarely get sick person. But when I get sick, I get sick. So it's like, okay. I just had something. I don't know what it was, but wasn't, you know, coughing or anything. I was just taking my vitamins, taking my things, but I'm feeling a bit, you know, just not fully into myself. So that also means that tomorrow I will be disinfecting everything. I'll be airing out the home. I'll be doing things like that, because sometimes it's a clearing that needs to take place. There's a bit of purging that is happening on so many levels in our lives, and we have to pay attention to what areas are coming up. Right now, it feels like it's a lot having to do with health, mental health, emotional health, physical health. So this is paying attention, moving your body more, or resting more. Some people are go, 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 go. You've been go, 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 going because you just hustle, hustle, hustle. But that is not healthy. And you're going to burn yourself out, and your body is going to completely shut down because it is tired. So you have to maintain, you have to nurture, you have to pour into, you have to give yourself a bit of grace as you're navigating through the discomforts and the changes that are happening, that are affecting not only you, but people around you as well. When we speak about the purging aspect as well, it's also a pruning season. It feels very much so like clipping away things that cannot go into the spring. They're preventing the growth. They're preventing the blooming. They're preventing you from being able to really stand into the fullness of who you are. And oftentimes we get in these spaces and we don't quite know why that is, or how that's come to be, or what is the reason behind everything that we're dealing with. And a lot of it is because there is a natural order that is taking place, and it could very well be removing some of the things that you're holding on to, or you're not even paying attention, that are really taking up space that don't need to. You're navigating through a lot of emotional overwhelm. So you could also feel like, you know what, I'm just really overwhelmed emotionally. I'm expressing myself more erratically because I have so much built up. I don't know how to express it. I don't know. No one's listening. No one really paying attention. And I see this a lot when it comes into relationship, but that also stems from a deeper issue of feeling unheard, and also in corporate atmosphere or work life. It's just so overwhelming because you have to be a part of yourself that you are not naturally. So you're fighting against your natural element in an environment that is not best suitable for you on a natural state. But in order to be in that space, you're having to articulate things differently. You're having to perceive things differently. You're having to push down your innate feelings that you may literally be, they may be legit, but you can't show them in the way that you would show them naturally because of the environment that you're in. So that's causing a bit of restriction. That's causing a bit of suppression, and eventually in some way is going to come out. So that could be coming out in just overwhelming way when it comes to having a discussion with your partner. It could be overreacting to your children. It could be overreacting at the job over something very small, but this is the last thing that you needed to tip it over. And so now you're exploding. Now it's in your aura. You're not happy about being here. You don't want to be here. You don't like the environment. You don't like the people. You don't like the space. You're having to conceptualize everything because you need to be in the place because this is how you fund your life. This is just a lot of the things that are coming up, and a lot of it is coming up, especially with all of the layoffs and the transitions, and people are really scavenging, trying to maintain a sense of normalcy, but everything is changing. And this is why it's so important for you to take the time to listen to what your body is saying. If you're getting signs that this is an environment that you're not happy or comfortable in, that could be showing up in your body as well. Tension. I know I carry tension in my back, and I carry tension in my shoulders. So for me personally, it has a lot to, I feel it, you know, I may have to take a leave, or I may have to do a lot of stretching, or take a lot of hot steamy showers, because I have to have my muscles relaxed, because it's tension that's built up in your body because you don't want to express things in the wrong way. But it's also a form of release. So it comes out in your pores, it comes out in your aura. And so this is where you have to understand, what do I need to maintain myself? It's not just self-care on the weekend. I have to be able to maintain myself during the week because I am hit with so many different things throughout the week. And I may be feeling afflicted throughout the week, and I need to be able to release and purge as they come, not stockpile them, because it doesn't, just because you don't verbalize it, just because you don't express yourself in that moment, it's still absorbing. You are absorbing all of these things and everything that's going on. So that's why it's so important, especially during a fast. You are literally put out being. It's the molting process. You're very, very much sensitive. Your spirit is very much so, very much vulnerable. You cannot have yourself open to things that cause you to feel innately opposite in the direction that you're trying to go in. So that's watching certain things. That's being a part of certain conversations, that's listening to certain music. I haven't listened to anything with actual words as far as songs during this fast. I've mostly listened to the Andre 3000 flute album. It's just a beautiful energy. It really is. So listening to that helps. I've listened to sermons and things like that, but I haven't listened to any music that I would have really, I would say in the last year, I have really been heavy in fasting and praying and listening to only music that coincides with that. So I can't even. And then when I was listening to music, I'm really a 90s, 2000s girl. So I'm not really listening to a lot of new stuff. I don't like the vibration of a lot of new stuff unless it's a particular artist that I like. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, being very conscious of where you are, what it is you're dealing with, what it is you're growing through. It's important for you to also understand there is a transition that's taken place, and this is causing you to actually have to look at the reality that we are facing. There are things that are closing off. There are things that have to be closed off. But realize that you have conquered so many battles, right? You've already gone above the status quo. You've already exceeded to a place you did not expect to. You've already superseded where it is that you thought you would be. So do not sabotage yourself by thinking negatively, feeling negatively, allowing yourself to be in a place where you are downtrodden based on what it is your lower vibration of your mind is telling you. You can't do it. You're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're going to struggle. You're going to suffer. No one's going to help you. All of those things are lies. All of those things are totally opposite of what God has already shown you, what he's already told you, what he's already presented to you. So you have to trust that above all else. Do not worry about what the circumstance in the flesh looks like, because all of your blessings are tied up in spirit. It has nothing to do with the physical. However, what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're saying, what it is that you're allowing yourself to be deeply intertwined with or deeply interconnected with is definitely going to affect the progress. So do not allow yourself to be convinced or easily coerced into believing anything other than what God has already shown you. Keep on the path. And I know that it's a very emotional time. I know that it's a very overwhelming time, and you may not be expressing it through your tears. You may not be expressing it vocally, but it is showing up in some way. It could be showing up in your lack of ability to pay attention. It could be showing up in you wanting to be isolated, not really a lot around a lot of people, just wanting to be in your own confinements of your own space, right? Tending to things that make you feel like you can just be. So for me, that is definitely me tending to my flowers, my plants. It's me going outside and admiring my yard, even though it's been rainy, even though it's cold. You know, it's me just being grateful that I'm where I am, even if everything is not exactly where it is I want it to be. It's being grateful for the now. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so close. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. God is so good. And that's all we have to keep and hold on to. So I want you guys to be reminded of that and understand that you already know that it's working out for you. You already know that it's happening. You already know that it's not going to be long until things turn around for you. So don't get distracted by what something looks like now. Okay? Tend to your body. Tend to the things that you need. Tend to the things that your body is asking you for. Your body is asking you to take care of it. I am up at almost 4 o'clock in the morning recording an episode, drinking orange juice, because my body needs some nutrients or something. I don't know what's going on with me, but it's just me paying attention. It's me not fighting that urge to get up out of bed. There's a reason I'm not supposed to be asleep. There's a reason I'm supposed to be recording this. There's a reason I'm supposed to be speaking to you. So that is why I'm up, you know. Doing this devotion is something I take very seriously. It's something I'm very happy about. It's something I'm very proud of. But it does take discipline for me to do so. And so I want you guys to understand that even on your path and where you are in your journey, it requires you to be disciplined. And that means listening to your body. I don't care if you wanted to get up and you wanted to eat something that you knew you probably shouldn't eat. Your body could have an immediate response and a reaction to that because you are so open spiritually, and you're just not able to do what you've always done, because you've already made a promise. You've already made a covenant with God. God, if this happens, God, can this please happen? God has told you it's going to happen, but you need to do this. Be obedient. Stay disciplined. That requires restriction. That requires you to actually stick to what it is you've said. And understanding that reneging on your part could really affect the journey and the process. So just being consistent is the key. Not perfect, but consistent. Okay. Expect for there to be turnaround. Expect for there to be opportunity. Expect for there to be offers, jobs. You're not going to be without a job. If you're worried about not having the money, not having the income, not having you, your needs are met. You are beyond in, you're good. You're going to be good. Don't worry. Just continue to walk in gratitude. Continue to do what it is you're doing. If it is that you're applying for jobs, continue to be intentional about that. If it is that you're speaking life into your situations and not telling everybody what you're going through because you don't need everyone's opinion on your circumstances, continue to do that. If it's just believing, getting up, I'm feeling like for some of you, just for me personally, my schedule has been completely off. Like, I mean, completely off. So maybe one of the things that you're needing to do is to get up as if you are getting ready for work. Get up and get prepared for the day, even if you're not leaving your home. Get up and get yourself in that routine as if you know that this is happening for you. You know, this is something that you're wanting to do. I feel that very strongly. You're going to have to put it into practice. This is the week you put it into practice. Get up early, make your coffee, make your breakfast, take your vitamins, start your day. Even if it's you sitting at a computer and applying for the jobs, that's a job in itself. Making sure your resume is good, reaching out to people, following up on things. Like, do that. Continue to do that. And I promise you, everything is going to work out the way it is supposed to work out for you. You are going to be okay. Okay? You're just moving out of the way of things that do not suit you, that are not and cannot be a part of the journey. But you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Please don't stress. Your stress has built up in your body. And if it builds up too much, it can cause health ailments that you won't be able to easily recover from. So let's not get on that path. Let's not exasperate issues that don't have to be heightened. Let's just not do that. Okay. Everything is going to be okay because everything is working out for you. Okay. Now, one of the things I also want to say for this week is just make sure that you release things in peace. I know there's an energy that is creeping up that is like, I want to show people that they've played with the wrong one. I want people to pay. I want people to feel. I want people to understand who they've. You don't have to do any of that because that's what God is for. So do not allow your ego and your pride and your flesh to get you in a situation where you're out seeking revenge or retribution for something that you do not control. This is not your battle. The battle is God's. It's always a spiritual battle. It isn't for you to fight. Let God do what God does and trust that he's going to do it well and he's going to do it the best. You don't have to fight that. Okay? You do not have to fight that. And I do not want you to ever feel like you have to lower yourself to do that. This is where we're being exalted above the ways we've used to handling things. So please be mindful of that. Please be aware of that. Please know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you're not going to release a wrath on other people or other situations, or you're not going to move in a sense of bitterness and in anger. It's time to just, you're being redirected in a way that God has you on. So that's something you should be entering into with joy, something you should be happy about, something you should be grateful for. Just release whatever is happening, release it with peace. Okay? Release it with peace. I don't care what it is, what it's in the matter of. It is emotional. It's a lot of frustration. It's a lot of built up. It's a lot of ego. It's a lot of heart in it. It's a lot of pride in it. It's a lot of, you know, feeling vulnerable in it. But you must make sure you control the energy. Do not release anything in a vibration you do not want to receive something back in. Okay. Be mindful of that, because whatever has been expunged out of your life, or whatever has caused an uproar, whatever has created this space of conflict or aggravation or discomfort, has all been here to strengthen you emotionally, to strengthen you into your intuition, to deepen your connection with self and God, and allow you to trust that over what people are doing, what people are saying, what people have spoken of you. When you have a real, true, deep connection with God, there's a deep sense of understanding that people can't see you. Like, you can't see me. You can't see my talent. You can't see my skill. You can't see my gifts. You can't see my capabilities. You cannot see me unless you are on the vibration of God. And if God has not blessed you and gifted you with the eyes and the spirit to be able to see me, you won't. So it's okay that I may be a ghost to you. It's okay that you may feel afflicted by my spirit because it's unfamiliar to you. But what I won't do is allow myself to reduce myself to be comfortable in an environment that I'm not supposed to be in. It's enlightening to know what spaces you occupy that you don't need to. So this is where we're understanding it is time. The redirection is necessary. The spaces that we're occupying, we were meant to sow a seed there and keep it moving, not place our life there, not get comfortable there, not invest our everything there and depend on that. It's time to move forward. So release it with love. Thank you, God, for the insight. Thank you, God, for the blessings. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be there. Thank you, God, for this new opportunity. Thank you, God, for the elevation. Thank you, God, because whoever wronged you, whoever went against you, whoever threw stones at you are going to have to pay for that, but not at the hands of you. Okay? Because you're on a mission and you can't be distracted by a battle that is not yours to fight. God got you. Oh, he got that. Believe that. Okay. So allow your emotions to create a space of healing and a space of recovery, opposed to putting you in a space that allows you to be in conflict unnecessarily. Okay. I love you guys. I love you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we'll read the daily devotion, which is going to come from the Moments of Peace of Presence of God book. And then we will close out this particular episode. I do have a new devotional I'm so excited to get into, but I'm going to do something a little bit different with that one when I share it with you guys. So that will be for the Dallas Hope Dealer page for sure. We'll do some discussions and things on that page. But let's go ahead and get into our prayer and then close out this particular episode. God, thank you so much for aligning us in the right place at the right times with the opportunities, the blessings, the door openings, and the people resources in the spaces that we're needing to at the right time. I thank you for doing this unbeknownst to us. Thank you for working on our behalf even while we sleep and even while we are unconscious to, or moving out of a sense of subconscious and not aware of what it is that you're actually doing behind the scenes. God, I ask that whatever is ailing us internally, that you heal, that you provide us an avenue of release, and you allow us to purge those things out so it doesn't hold space in our bodies anymore. It doesn't hold space in our mind, doesn't hold space in our spirit at all, that we may walk into these new spaces new. We walk into these new spaces with a new sight, with a new ability to feel, to hear you, to see you deeper, to see you more prevalent than we were before. We thank you for taking away the bitterness. We thank you for taking away resentment. We thank you for taking away anger that may be creeping up in our spirits due to whatever situations we find ourselves having to grow through. I thank you for it now. We thank you for it in advance because we believe you. We trust you. We know that you've already told us it's always working out for our good and it's already worked out. All we need to do is stay obedient and continue on the path that we're on, which is led by you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for covering us, protecting us, and keeping us in the contact of the people we're needing to be connected with that bring us nothing but love, that bring us nothing but joy, that bring us nothing but healing, that bring us nothing but deeper relationship with self and a deeper connection and awareness of you. We thank you for the confirmation. We thank you for the clarification. We thank you for it all. Thank you. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Without you, we are nothing. In your name, amen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into our daily devotion. And are y'all ready? I feel like I have missed. Okay. As soon as you prayed is the title. God thinks highly of you. And at the very moment you started praying, I was sent to give you the answer. That's Daniel 9 and 23. God answered their prayers because they trusted him. Confirmation. 1 Chronicles 5:20. Often it is in the early morning hours when you are reminded of your most cherished private prayers. The thought flickers in your mind. Is today the day that God answers me? Will I see my deepest longing fulfilled? God's response to you is the same as the angel reported to Daniel. At the very moment you started praying, he began to answer. You may see God's answer today, but be encouraged even if you don't. Be assured that God has heard your prayer and he has sent his mighty power and provision in response to it. His help is on the way. Trust him. His answers are always right. Dear God, thank you so much for answering my prayer. Though I may not see your provision today, I praise you that it is definitely coming. Amen. The evening says, waiting for an answer. Please listen. Lord God, and answer my prayers. Make my eyes sparkle again. Psalm 13 and 3. I trust your love and I feel like celebrating because you rescued me. You have been so good to me, Lord, and I will sing about you. Psalm 13, 5 through 6. As you know, there are consequences to waiting. When you ask God about something important and he doesn't answer right away, you'll not only struggle with your own doubts, but you may have to address the questions of others. They will want to know what your course of action will be and why you're allowing opportunities to pass by. You may not have any answers. In those times, it'll be difficult to keep waiting, but do it anyway. Allowing God to answer will strengthen your faith. Be patient, friend. God will undoubtedly answer you in a way that will bring that sparkle back to your eyes. Count on it. God, waiting is extremely difficult, but I will trust you. I know that you will never let me down and that your promises are sure. Amen. I am so grateful for this opportunity to be here with you guys. I am so blessed. I am so in awe of God's power. And I want you guys to think about it as going through this particular process. It's elevating you for sure. But allow God to be your main course of freedom when it comes to anything that you're facing. Know that it's always working out. It's already worked out. And there is no weapon that will form against you that will prosper. Now, they will attempt. But because of who you are and because of who God has placed on a pedestal within you, which is him, they cannot destroy. They cannot change the trajectory of the blessings en route, and they cannot distort God and his vision for you. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much again for all of your love and your support. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others. And know that every seed you sow is absolutely reaping now. I love you guys. Bye.